creating the sounds of Memphis for 21 years. Welcome to another episode of Beale Street Caravan.
Heard around the globe on NPR Worldwide, major funding for Beale Street Caravan is provided by the AutoZone Corporation. AutoZone, parts are just part of what we do.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
This week on Beale Street Caravan, we have a double feature with one-man band The Suitcase Junket and rising blues star Gracie Curran.
Beale Street Caravan contributor John Paul Keith, he'll be back with us to continue his series, Something on the Side.
That's all coming up right now on Beale Street Caravan.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Kevin.
Pretty cool show on deck. We've got two artists to feature, and we're going to kick it off with Gracie Curran.
Yes, we have a new girl in town, don't we? Gracie Curran. First thing to know about Gracie is that the girl can sing. And those singing chops have catapulted her from an unknown to an in-demand nationally touring artist in, what, a few years?
A few short years, yeah. Her debut record, Proof of Love, came out in 2013. But realize that before that, like most acts in the blues world, she totally paid her dues by rocking the local crowds, which for her were in Boston. And she ultimately came up through the Boston Blues Society.
And through the Boston Blues Society, she reached the International Blues Challenge in Memphis.
And Memphis must have treated her right, because she ended up packing up her belongings and moving here for good.
Well, sometimes when you come to the well. Well, Memphis did treat her right. That same year, she was nominated for Best New Artist at the Blues Music Awards. And with all the extra demand that brought, I guess it made more sense to relocate.
You know, we see a lot of that, especially in recent years. You've got John Namath, who moved here, Anna Popovich. That's why Alvin Hart initially settled down here years ago.
It does make sense. Memphis is the logistical capital of the U.S. It's located right near the center of the country.
And if you're running late for a gig, you can overnight the band via FedEx. Or if you want to take the scenic route, you can hop on a river barge. It makes total sense.
Gracie has a brand new record that's about to drop, so that means we'll have her back on the show soon. But here's something to tide you over.
Here's Gracie Curran live on Beale Street Caravan.
One, two, three. Well, I have been all over just looking for love. To Bill City, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Are we doing okay? Can I get you anything?
Here's more from Gracie Curran, live on Beale Street Caravan.
Voice on this next one. This is called Up Above My Head. Here we go, Laughlin Yard. Hit. Up above my head, I hear music everywhere. Up above my head, Thank you so much. Give it up for the High Flutin' Band.
Oh,
That was good. That was, I like the sexiness you put on that. That was what I whispered, and then you whispered. It was good. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, on bass, can we give it up one more time for Mr. Bill Ruffino? I got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. I got my. Got my mojo working. I got my mojo working. Oh, Laughlin, yeah, come on, one more time. Thank you so much.
That was Gracie Curran live on Bill Street Caravan.
We'll be back with music from The Suitcase Junket in just a few minutes.
But first, we're going to turn it over to Bill Street Caravan contributor John Paul Keith as he explores the sidemen of Memphis music history in his series, Something on the Side.
Hi, John Paul Keith here with Something on the Side. Each week, we take a look at one of Memphis's many unsung sidemen and women, the behind-the-scenes players who helped create the Memphis sound. One of the unique things about Memphis music has always been its eclecticism. There's really no such thing as genre in Memphis music. Country mixes with blues, soul mixes with rock and roll, top 40 mixes with the avant-garde. But the story of Memphis music is not only about breaking down musical barriers. It's also about breaking down racial barriers. For an example of that, we can take a look at the curious case of Rhodes, Chalmers, and Rhodes. Donna and Sandra Rhodes were sisters from a musical Arkansas family. Their parents were Dusty and Dot Rhodes, a hillbilly act who recorded for the first great Memphis label, Sun Records. Dusty was also in another Sun recording act with his brother, Slim Rhodes, and his Mountaineers. In other words, the Rhodes family were there at the dawn of the Memphis recording business and of rock and roll. Under the helm of its founder, the visionary Sam Phillips, Sun Records was the archetype of the maverick Memphis indie label, recording both black and white artists and defying all boundaries of genre and style. The Rhodes family was there from the beginning and had their own local TV show, which aired until 1975. In the mid-1960s, Donna and Sandra went out on their own as the Lonesome Rhodes, a rare sister act in the long tradition of sibling close harmony in country music, like the Delmore, Louvin, and Everly brothers. They got some work under their belt singing backup for other artists as well, including the great Skeeter Davis, appearing on Nashville's Ralph Emery Show. One of the many rockabilly labels that sprang up in the wake of Sun was called High Records, home to the Bill Black Combo instrumental hits. But over the years, High moved away from rock and roll and hillbilly music and towards rhythm and blues, under the stewardship of producer and bandleader Willie Mitchell. Working out of Royal Studio, Willie Mitchell crafted an unmistakable, sophisticated soul sound, utilizing his house band, High Rhythm. One day in 1971, Donna and Sandy Rhodes were working at Royal, singing backup on a session for one of High's rhythm and blues artists. Also on the session that day was the saxophonist Charlie Chalmers. Hearing the girls work out their harmonies on the song, Charlie suggested they needed a third part and went out to the mic and sang it with them. The artist whose song they were singing was Al Green, and the song was Let's Stay Together, and the rest is history. The group went on to call themselves Rhodes, Chalmers, and Rhodes, and sang on many more High Records classics. Most people might never guess that the singers providing the soulful harmonies on Al Green's biggest hits were in fact a white country act and a saxophonist. But that's the kind of surprise you find throughout the history of Memphis music. The Rhodes sisters each went on to their own solo careers in the 1970s, always keeping up with the times and updating their sound. In 1973, Sandra forayed into disco with the sultry Where's Your Love Been, which was recorded, surprisingly enough, at Sun Studio. Charlie Chalmers has led a successful career as a producer, writer, and musician, both in Memphis, Muscle Shoals, and elsewhere, working with artists like Aretha Franklin, Wilson Pickett, Etta James, and Clarence Carter. Rhodes, Chalmers, and Rhodes were also active in the Miami recording scene at Criteria Studio, where they worked with acts like the Bee Gees. Today, the Rhodes Show Live is still going strong in their native Arkansas, and Charlie Chalmers has a recording studio in Branson, Missouri. During their years in Memphis, this deeply musical family left a lasting influence on the sound of Memphis, a sound still heard around the world. For Beale Street Caravan, this is John Paul Keith. Thanks for listening.
We want to remind our listeners you can find Beale Street Caravan on all the social media outlets.
Go to our website at BealeStreetCaravan.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter to find out where the caravan is going to be next.
You can also keep up with Beale Street Caravan via our podcast that's available through iTunes.
We have to take a quick break for local announcements, but stick around. There's a lot more music to come.
You're listening to the sounds of Memphis on Beale Street Caravan. AutoZone is proud to support Beale Street Caravan and other arts organizations that strengthen the greater Memphis community. Parts are just part of what we do. AutoZone.com.
Beale Street Caravan is also supported by awards from the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and Tennessee Tourism. TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee. We're back, and for those of you just tuning in, earlier in the program, we heard from a new face in the blues world, Gracie Curran. Now we'll meet another Beale Street Caravan first-timer.
The Suitcase Junket is Matt Lawrence.
And that's kind of the end of the story.
That's right. You might consider the Suitcase Junket a one-man band in that Matt plays guitar, sings, and somehow manages his way around a handful of handmade percussion instruments with his feet.
But there's something bigger at work with the Suitcase Junket, isn't there? Or maybe it's just that he does it all so well. To put it as simply as I can, it's the biggest sound I've ever heard come from a solo performer.
Agreed, and that's saying a lot. The one-man band thing, it's not super versatile.
And for the most part, the one-man band thing can be sort of a shtick, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but there's a certain novelty and flash that comes with it.
Not this guy.
Right. Matt is definitely his own thing, and it is something. The live experience is pretty darn unforgettable.
Matt hails from Vermont, and that's two New Englanders we have on the show this week.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, we'll have to be a little more careful in the future. We're just joking.
Here's the Suitcase Junket, live on Beale Street Caravan.
right, thank you.
Wow.
Cool. song's called Dying Star. Thomas Bass.
and sway.
Here's more from the Suitcase Junket, live on Beale Street Caravan. When we land.
ain't so deep. She touch on every tuba and not a single one do you keep. And the fondness for lies. She didn't want a daughter. She didn't want a hair. She raised up a mountain child straight, made of the land. Thank you so much.
That was the Suitcase Junket live on Bill Street Caravan.
For more info on the Suitcase Junket, aka Matt Lorenz, go to thesuitcasejunket.com. There's a treasure trove of audio and video. His first LP has just been released. It's called Pile Driver, and it's out on Signature Sounds Recordings.
Earlier in the program, we heard from Gracie Curran. Her site is graciecurran.com. She has a new record in the works, so we'll be having her back on the show soon, we hope. Be sure to check out both of these great acts' tour dates. Chances are they're coming to a venue near you soon. Special thanks to our supporters, AutoZone, the Memphis Convention and Visitors Bureau, Arts Memphis, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Tourism, and Bridging the Blues for their support in making Bill Street Caravan possible.
We'd like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You're just not going to find programming like this anywhere else.
We want to remind our listeners that you can find Bill Street Caravan on all the social media outlets. Do you love Memphis music? Tell us why and use hashtag IListenToMemphis. Or keep up with us on our podcast at iTunes.
Visit our website at BillStreetCaravan.com to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can find out where the caravan's going to be next.
And if you can't meet us there, we'll be back right here next week, so we'll see you then. I'm Pat Mitchell-Worley.
And I'm Kevin Cubbins.
You've been listening to the sounds of Memphis on Bill Street Caravan.